Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how Jesus. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. He looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. I'm so glad that my chief apostle, Dr. Mary Osberg, the chief apostle of Sunshine of Faith International Ministry, has given me an opportunity to bring the bread of life. I want to thank each one of y'all that are on the line, far and near. But I'm so glad for having this opportunity to bring the said the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light of the world. Come on and pray with me at this time. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Just for a few minutes this evening on Rob Prayer Line, just want to thank each one that have come on to hear thus saith the Lord. And the scriptures today will be coming from St. James, the 4th chapter, the 7th verse. It says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If I were you for a test this even, why not let the devil go? Get him out of your life today. We go through many things in this walk of life. But my God, he said in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, the 8th verse, he that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil come from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Man, the Son of God, was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Many times There are multitudes of factors involved in getting the victory over temptation. It seems that the enemy had around the clock operation working for him to defeat us in every way possible. He tried to twist our minds to do the wrong things of life. I don't know about you. It's time now to let the devil get out of your life. And why not live for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Ephesians 4:7 says in the 27th verse, neither give place to the devil, the adversary, neither to Satan, who he can seek and devour and destroy. When you allow the enemy to have a spot on your camping ground, he will try to destroy you in every way possible. He may break up your marriage. He may break up your relationship in trying to get closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let the devil go right now. Let him go. Put your trust in Jesus. God wants to use you. God wants you to be in a right relationship with him. My Bible tells me if you confess that sin, he is just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It's time now to make a change in your life. Submit yourself to God right now. Put up strong resistance against the devil, that he will have no existing in your life. Letting the devil go speak to that total disconnection that you have been forced to do, and you have been dealing with the ungodly things of this world, of the ungodly activities of this world, the lust of the flesh, the desire of being with anyone that is not yours. God is saying today, come unto me and rest. Know that I want you to know that you can resist the devil today and flee from him. Jesus is God. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ. Jesus is the author of salvation. Jesus is the Holy One. Jesus is the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who take away the sins of the world. I don't know about you, but he is my high priest. Hallelujah. He is the bread of life. He is the head of the church. He is your heel today. He is your deliverer today. Yes, he is. He could be your redeemer today, and you can have eternal life today. Say, if you confess that sin, he is just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. He is the light of the world today. He is our hope in glory today. He is the door. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the word of God. He is Lord of Lords today. He is our risen Savior who died for you and I, that we may have a right to the tree of life. He wants you to know this power. Come to him today. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is Alpha and Omega. Today, he's the author of faith today. Why not turn your life around and know that God can be your all in all. Redirect your misplaced passion to know that he that commits sin is of the devil. For the devil cometh from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the work of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remain in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. If you confess that sin today, he is just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You can have victory in Jesus today. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Word of God said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Not man, not woman, not boy or girl, but Jesus is the light of the world. He came in the beginning for you and I, that you let go and give God a chance in your life. Shake the dust off right now. Shake the dust off of you. We all go through a warfare in our minds. We go through a battle. But if you let Jesus come in, then everything gonna be all right. It's not our will, but let your will be done, that we may have a right to the tree of life. You want peace? You want love? Word of God say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. When you're weak, thou art strong. The joy of the Lord is your strength today. Someone needs to be healed right now. Someone needs to be delivered right now. Someone has gone through a lot and the doctors have given them up and told them that they only have 2 or 3 days to live and nothing else they can do. But let me tell you on this line right now, he is a healer. He is the greatest physician. He is the greatest doctor for you, you and you on this line right now. You know what you've been through. You know what you're going through. Problems, situation in your life. You may have a financial problem. You may have problems with your marriage, with your children, any of your relatives, but my God can fix it right now. It's time now to get right with God, to know that he's able to keep you from falling and to present you up. To know that God is waiting for you to make that decision. Because tomorrow is not promised to no one. But it's time now to know that Jesus lives today. You are depressed, frustrated, disappointed, in fear. That's of the adversary, the devil. And miserably love company. When folks are miserable, they want you to be miserable. They don't want to see you happy and get closer to God because you're doing the right thing to serve our living God that have risen from the dead. If they don't want to go in the right direction, love them from a distance. Love them from a distance. It's time now to get right with God. Serve God. Let him be the center of your life today. Let the Lord tend your heart, to your mind. It's time now. I leave with you Psalm 51 to read when you get a chance. Create in me a clean heart. That's you on this line. Create in me a clean heart. Purge me and make me whiter than snow. Lord, I'm tired. Enough is enough. I'm ready to turn over a new leaf. that all things have passed away. And behold, all things become new. I recommend Jesus to you this evening. Because tomorrow is not promised to no one. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus while you have time. Come to Jesus while you have time. Come to Jesus. Make up your mind. He will make your life, hallelujah, brand new. For he will take care of you. Come to Jesus while you have time. Come to Jesus while you have this time today. Come to Jesus. Make up your mind. He will make your life brand new. For he will take care of you. Come to Jesus while you have time. Just know Jesus sure has paid off in my life. Come to Jesus while you have time. Though you may not have a friend, he'll go with you to the end. Come to Jesus while you have time. Oh, hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Submit therefore to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit yourself right now to God, putting up a strong resistance and letting the devil and temptation flee from you. Tomorrow is not promised to no one. This is the day of salvation. This is the day that Jesus is the answer for you today. Make up your mind before you lie down tonight. You may not see another day. this is the day of salvation. Eternal God, we thank you right now, and in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this message, oh God. Let the devil go out of your life. Remove all hindrance in the name of Jesus. Remove all fear in the name of Jesus. Remove all malice of sexual desire. Remove running around with this one and that one. God wants to change you right now. No matter what situation that you are in, touch their hearts, oh God, to make a change today in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Let the devil, the adversary, get out of my life. Get out of my mind. Get out of my thoughts so that I can work and please it to him. In Jesus' name, amen.